From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The White House is reacting cautiously to the news that Iran is willing to send some of its enriched uranium out of the country. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that the deal is not unlike one offered to Iran last year.
A positive step is the way the White House described Iran's willingness to send more than a ton of its low-enriched uranium to Turkey, enough uranium that, if enriched further, could be used to make a bomb. The deal, negotiated by Brazil and Turkey, would swap that enriched uranium for nuclear fuel for a Tehran research reactor. This is essentially the same deal Iran rejected last fall. But the White House remains skeptical. The U.S. and the international community continue to have serious concerns about Iran's nuclear activities, a statement released by the White House says, especially about its ongoing production of low-enriched uranium. Tehran must be held accountable, and Iran must demonstrate through deeds, not words, that it will live up to its obligations, according to the White House. The White House says it will continue to seek a new sanctions resolution in the U.N. Security Council. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
President Obama is preparing to name a commission to study the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The panel is to look to safety practices on drilling platforms and regulators at the state, local, and federal levels. The Interior Department's oversight of the oil industry will also come under scrutiny. BP says the diversion pipe appears to be working and is capturing some oil gushing near a mile deep in the Gulf of Mexico. But as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the firm's ultimate goal is to plug the blown-out well.
BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles says the new pipe and the use of chemical dispersants underwater appear to be reducing the amount of oil that's reaching the surface. He says the next step is shooting heavy drilling mud and concrete down to try to stop the oil flow. Suttles says BP wants to permanently plug the well.
There is absolutely no intent to ever produce this well. We intend to fill up the bottom portion of this well with cement. It will never be produced.
Meanwhile, a group of senators is asking the Justice Department to open a criminal and civil probe into the oil spill. A letter to Attorney General Eric Holder asks him to investigate whether BP made false and misleading statements to the government about its ability to respond to oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Connecticut's Attorney General calls a New York Times report questioning his military service during the Vietnam War a, quote, outrageous distortion of his record. The Times cites a 2008 event in which Blumenthal mentioned serving in Vietnam. The article says Blumenthal received at least five deferments to avoid war between 1965 and 1970 and obtained a spot in the Marine Reserves. Blumenthal says he's always tried to make it clear that he did not go to Vietnam. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court says youths under the age of 18 cannot be sentenced to life without parole if they have not been convicted of murder. The 5-4 decision came in the case of a 22-year-old Terrence Graham, who was implicated in an armed robbery along with two other teens. Justice Anthony Kennedy, in his majority opinion, says Graham has been denied a chance to show that he's fit to rejoin society. Justice Clarence Thomas dissented, saying the court should not impose its own sense of morality on local jurisdictions. It was a volatile day on Wall Street Monday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that stocks mounted an impressive comeback.
Through much of the day, it appeared the market would begin the week the way it ended Friday, when the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 1.5%. Investors remained anxious about the European debt situation and the stability of the Eurozone system, despite a $1 trillion rescue package. Around midday, the Dow had fallen 185 points, and the euro had plunged to a four-year low. But in afternoon trading, stocks steadily rallied as investors put aside their jitters and picked up beaten-down stocks they perceived as bargains. By the closing bell, the major indices had recovered all their losses to end in positive territory. The Dow rose only slightly, but the S&P 500 gained a tenth and the Nasdaq Composite nearly a third of a percent. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Most Asian stocks were mixed. Following erratic session on Wall Street, Japan's Nikkei rose 0.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is also up a percentage of a point. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.